we will begin our flower communion. As Rob told us, it's distinct. It's ours. You won't find it anywhere else, and every church invites it differently. When I started here, Margaret Lee said to me, "I want flower communion. I love flower communion." I love flower communion too. In some churches, people bring flowers, and in other churches, flowers are provided for you. But the importance is that we come together. I would like to invite all of the children to come forward right here. Come on. And I'm going to have Susan and Sandy come up with some flowers. You are our flowers. You are the faith of diversity. You are the future of our faith. We have a lot of flowers. And so, in a moment, when the music starts, I'm going to invite your parents to join you in beginning our flower ritual. And you will take your flower and you will add your flower to our common vase. Some of you might have noticed this morning we did not do our typical joys and sorrows. Some of you are probably thinking, where is my chance to be reverent? So adults, someone needs to nurture our flowers. When the children have placed all of the flowers in our common vase, I invite you to come forward and add the rocks that ground us. Add the water that feeds us and sustains life. I invite you to hold the flowers as we hold our children every Sunday, part of this beloved community. Children, do you think we're ready to fill our common vase with flowers? That's a good question. Somebody asked me just now, what does it mean to have a common vase? The vase is like our church. It holds us all together. And the flowers are you. And now we will begin our flower communion, first with our children and then with our adults. Parents, please join your children. Fathers especially, it is Father's Day after all. Mark.
Thank you. Guilty of dust and sin, but quick-eyed love observing me grow slack from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be here. I, the unkind, ungrateful, ah, my dear, I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand and smiling did reply, who made the eyes but I? Truth, Lord, but I have marred them. Let my shame go where the dust deserve. And lo you not, says love, who bore the blame? My dear, then I will serve. Sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat.